Speaking to several people in the capital, everyone emphasized the need for parents to budget properly and avoid impulse buying. Chisipiti resident who hails from Chimanimani, Mrs. Doreen Shumba, warns mothers in particular to plan ahead and avoid unnecessary spending. Shumba says it will be embarrassing to have a child unable to go to school on time because she didn't plan her spending well.
Please avoid being childish. Christmas comes every year, New Year celebrations comes every year. People cry every year again. So you should make your budgets. School fees first and the basic things at home first, then you celebrate later.
Sixth form student Cynthia Mazivisa agrees it is frustrating to delay going to school when parents cannot provide school fees due to bed planning. The 18-year-old attends boarding school in the Midlands province. She tells Studio 7 that she would rather sacrifice the short-term joys of the festive season than miss school. She also reminds parents to focus more on the long term by investing in their children's education and make school fees payments in advance before schools reopen.
When the new year approaches, they spend a lot of money, they go out, they do brides, parties, but when the school opens, you find that a student who spent, especially boarders, a week at home because the parents don't have enough money to pay for the school fees because they already spent it during the festive season.
Mandara resident Martin Changamire agrees, urging parents, fathers in particular, to resist pressure to spend their money on unnecessary items. Changamire says parents face tough times and cannot afford luxuries like they may have been able to afford in years past. He encourages parents to remember that the festive season is only once a year, but food, school fees, and other essentials require regular investment.
Buy groceries with care, because there's a general disease which comes every year, because so many people are excited to buying some other goods which are not necessary for the family. So I think to be wise, should budget your monies.
Many people report that their spending this festive season was subdued due to lack of disposable income. Few workers received year-end bonuses. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Mavis Gama.